League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So, there we have it. We've just finished the second episode of whatever series this is. And we focused on schools.
Always.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
A lot of stories.
I enjoyed it.
Do you know what? I had a cracking time.
Thanks, Max.
Some proper belly laughs in there today, wasn't it?
Do you know what? Yeah. Just a lot of banter just flying around the room.
I'll tell you what, guys. You're going to look forward to IMAX this week.
Yeah.
It is a corker.
I have a lot to say. I did
I can't wait to see that back.
Best thing ever.
Yeah, that was really good. But yeah, it's a solid episode. Hope you enjoy it.
Have fun.
Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, episode 2. Last time was a roaring success. Well, more like a meowing success. But you know, we had Dave on.
Yep.
I thought you were terrific.
Thank you.
People complained that you laughed.
Did they?
Yeah.
Hadn't noticed.
I noticed it.
You're not allowed to have a sense of humour.
No, clearly not.
Doing Dave.
Especially the Stephen Tries Podcast.
Yeah, Don't show you're having a nice time.
Oh, no,
they
I
can't
should.
Relate.
What did they say about you, Dave?
Just saying how annoying it is, which I can't say isn't a lie.
it brings me joy.
Do you know what? It's hit and miss. I find it's like Marmite, my love. You rather love it or you hate it.
Love it spread on toast.
Exactly. But to all your haters.
You've got a point, to be fair.
It gets me a load of trouble, to be honest.
You love?
I was once working at when I used to work at Mackey's. They
plug there.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I was working at Mackey's and the woman complained about my laugh, saying it was putting her off her food.
Could I ask a question?
Go on.
When you say the woman.
The woman. She was a bitch.
That's cleared that up. That's what Max was going to ask then.
She fucking bitch, Dave.
But the thing is, when my manager told me that, it was like, you've got to stop laughing because this woman, you're putting this woman off her food.
Yeah.
It just made me laugh even more. I was just...
What were you laughing at?
Just nothing.
The way she was eating.
On the front.
Just she looked at me and I was like, oh my God. And you know when you can't stop laughing because you know you're not meant to laugh.
Oh yeah.
Especially when you're listening to a Stephen Tries podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah.
I defy anyone to come here and not laugh hysterically.
So
exactly.
True. Yeah. So true.
Okay, Tom and Max, you're regulars, you're back again.
Yeah.
Anything changed since last time?
Oh, I don't feel well.
No?
God, always complaining.
Yeah, he is.
Oh,
Tom Mooney.
I'm here.
It's not the Tom Cooney boo-hoo hour, is it?
24/7, mate. It's a streaming term, isn't it? Max.
What's up, guys? Tom Cooney here with another complaint.
Oh, I know. We've got Dave.
Also, I'm here.
Northampton.
How was it? Brilliant. Sick.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. Thank you.
What did you get, Jenna, in the end?
Nothing.
Took her to Mackie D's, got a discount.
Yeah. Well, I gave her some loving.
Don't spare any details.
Did she make you wear a gag so you can't laugh? You put me off it.
Taped me, No, we went and done a, what's it called?
Spit roast. A swingers evening.
Her mum and dad might be watching this,
I fucked her.
She loved it,
Buckets have come.
Oh, Max, that's too far. That's too far.
How dare
Maybe
you?
Maybe a thimbleful, didn't it?
We done a escape room.
An escape room?
Yeah, not for that.
Imagine you have 12 hours.
A hotel in Northampton is an escape room, isn't it? Let's fucking get out of here. Yeah, so we did Valentine's last time.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
How was your Valentine, Stephen?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. It was okay. We went to have a meal and then...
I forgot you had a girlfriend.
No, I haven't mentioned it for a little while. Have you got a girlfriend, Max?
No.
Really?
Just going, just, you know me, playing the
Why
field.
Why are you sweating?
Just your piece, yeah. Yeah, went to a cocktail bar, and it used to be, a nice little place that we'd go. It was where we had our first date.
Oh, nice.
Although I told her I took another girl there on our first date, and she was fuming. I went, I'm still a virgin, though.
Don't worry. Jenna, a wrong name on our first date.
Did you?
So don't worry about it.
Dave?
I think I called her Megan.
Megan.
Which is nowhere near Jenna.
No.
And tell you most embarrassing about that date.
Your cock was up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's Megan.
We went to an Indian, and I have no idea what I like at an Indian.
Yeah.
So, whilst we were there, I was like, oh, shit, what am I going to order? I'm going to have to ring my mum. My mum knows what I like from an Indian. So I was like, sorry, Jenna. Hang on. Let me just ring
sorry, Megan. I've got to call my mum.
Sorry, Megan. Yeah, sorry, love. I don't know how she stayed with me, to be honest.
No.
She's a trooper.
It's when you got back.
Especially with that laugh.
Taking one for the team.
On Valentine's in Northampton, calling your mum again.
What? Now, what do I do with it?
Thank you, mum.
Where do I pull it?
Mum, can I FaceTime you, mum, just so you know I'm doing it right?
I'm going to put your dad on.
Was that
listen up, Megan, love. Well, should we move on to our topic for today?
Yes.
Yeah. No. Tom, how was your Valentine's Day?
Sorry, Tom.
Went to the gym together. That was nice.
Yeah, get a real sweat on.
Yeah. Got a curry.
Oh, yeah.
In the gym?
No, not in the gym. It was
Max, that's only you that does that.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was all right.
Nice.
We don't like to make a big deal, you know. It's...
So a lot of love in this room.
We went back to the hotel and watched Line of Duty.
Yeah.
That was scary because I hadn't seen Series 2 before.
I was going to say, is that Series?
I skipped Series 2. And,
why?
Wrongfully so.
Good show.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, that was Valentine's. School! Let's get on to school.
School.
That's where I spent my Valentine's Day.
Anyway, let's move on to school. Dave,
yeah,
you went to school, didn't you?
I did.
Where did you go?
Really?
Was it Kent?
I went to Kent. I didn't do very well, as you can tell.
Yeah. So you got to uni though. That's
that?
Why you go to school.
What's up?
You did get to uni.
I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah.
Who's
I
asking?
Went to a school called Westlands.
Okay.
School. Yeah. It was quite good. We had a farm.
A farm.
A farm. Honestly, a farm.
What, in the school?
Yeah.
What?
Like. You walk past and you can smell shit. And it's just like, and honestly, you will not believe the size of sheep's balls. Honest to God, they are massive.
I wouldn't believe.
Are you sure you went to school?
My mum just let me in the farm. Yeah, go
learn everything
go
you
learn.
Need to
That's
mad.
Why I got the laugh. I copied the sheep. grew up with them.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah.
So it was a... Was your school a mixed school, like?
It was.
Humans
it was.
And animals.
Yeah. No.
Like men and women.
Men and women, yeah.
You went to school in Spain for a year.
Yeah.
How was that?
I didn't know anything, you know. I basically, all the lessons were in Spanish, so I'm just sitting there like, I'm not going to learn a thing.
little Brexit Smith in the corner.
Get rid of them all, you know.
Did your school have like a siesta midday?
Like yeah, there's like a three-hour lunch break. And obviously I didn't know
you
anyone.
Still do that these days?
That's what I learned. It's difficult because obviously I didn't know anyone.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, you know, speak their language. Of course. It was kind of hard to make friends. So like the 3-hour break, it would just be me on my own playing on my little Game Boy. Oh,
no. Did none of the little Spanish children like...
They were shouting at me and going, "Hey, gordo, gordo." I didn't know what that meant. I thought it meant, "Oh, he's cool, he's sexy." Yeah.
Hey, gordo, hey, feo,
gordo,
hey, gordo.
Voy a caber.
Coming out with maracas. How come you went there, Spain? What's that all about?
You know, my dad had a lot of airplane miles, so he thought, "Yeah, I'm not going to take him to the school nearby." I just.
What's the difference between like an English school and speak a Spanish school?
From the language.
Finally, someone asked it.
I've been waiting years for this. So
probably
you get
more subtle between a difference between a school and a farm.
Do they have any bowls running around?
Yeah. The teachers, man. Those siestas. You get there in the morning.
Yep.
Classic. You do a few lessons. Classic.
As per.
3-hour break.
Not classic.
Well, to them it was.
How long are you there for then?
Well, about a year. About a year and a half.
Not in a day.
Oh, in a day. About a year.
Don't stop.
Oh, so you get there at like regular time, whatever school start over.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, but you'd leave at like 7 in the evening.
Oh, fair enough.
Siete.
So how did you do in your end of year exam?
Siete.
No BN.
Good question. No BN.
My girlfriend's cousin once failed Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
It was a speaking and listening class, right?
Fuck off.
She went in, right? And they warned her before. They went, "Before you come in, the exam starts as soon as you walk through the door."
Right.
So they were all walking in. She was going, "Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour."
Spanish.
That's French day.
Hola, hola, hola. And then she went, "What?" Failed straight away. Oh, you can't... can't do it anymore.
That's harsh.
Yeah, I know.
That's brutal.
It's something I'd do, to be fair. So.
Yeah.
Luckily, you're not taking Spanish, though.
Exactly.
So. Right, let's move on to my favourite topic, dodgy teachers.
Matt, you learned a lot from them.
Well, my sister, I never really had any, but my sister did. And she had a physics teacher, and he was talking about the law of forces, like, and stuff like that.
Oh.
He was talking about, like, gravity, and he was going... if I drop this glass, the glass is attracted to the floor. The floor is attracted to the glass. And then he went, "I'm attracted to Heather. Heather's attracted to me." That was the phrase, and I quote, he said. He must have given a better context to it. Well, maybe
nope.
Not.
I don't think there is a better context.
"And Heather's attracted to me."
come on.
Max, hello. You've told me a story in the past about one of your teachers.
Yeah.
Go
basically,
on, please divulge.
Okay. It's quite harrowing, quite dark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And this was in England, not Spain.
Yeah. So I knew everything he was saying. Gordon. Basically, there was like... This is the worst part. It's not the worst part. But,
oh, dear.
We had a lot of laptops in the science class.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they were shockingly bad.
Okay.
Like, they're like first generation laptops. You can't do anything on them apart from word process.
Max, get to the paedophile teacher.
Yeah, but I have to explain this part because
I'm enjoying it.
He gave a girl one of those laptops so she would suck him off. And it's like...
Well, maybe that escalated.
That's what you're asking me to tell you.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would you do that for a laptop that you can only use word processor? You couldn't even spell.
She was desperate.
Maybe she was young and naive and being manipulated.
This was the issue I had with it all.
Yeah, exactly. I was there going,
"Get some better."
I've got an iPad over here.
Come on. You want to go on my Mac?
What about school trips?
School trips.
Any good ones?
Oh, I can't think of any, to be honest.
We had loads. We had a lot of Like theme parks, Alton Towers.
Yeah, theme parks. Yeah, yeah. Thorpe Park was always the one.
I was
me.
A bit naughty in school, so I got banned from a lot of my trips.
Oh, yeah?
Just silly little things, but like, I don't know, we had...
Stabbing a teacher.
someone threw some Tabasco sauce at me in form. And so I was just getting them back, and the teacher came in as I was just pouring Tabasco sauce
in their eyes.
So I got banned from the France trip.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh. Oh,
I went to Barcelona. Oh, go on, you go first. Go on, Disney.
Oh, just reminded me. Yeah,
I went to Tabasco World.
I went to a farm
in France.
Was that like an end of year thing?
Nah, I think I don't know. It was an end of year. I can tell you that.
Thank you.
Can we go with Stephen's story?
I didn't mean to cut you up there. Sorry.
So I went to Barcelona and. To be fair, yeah. That was weird because we got bunked with. It was like me and my best mate got put with this guy who was always a bit strange. I was on the outskirts of our friendship group. I just remember he studied dog shit and then he cleaned it off with his own toothbrush, like the other end of it, and then put it back in with all our toothbrushes. So my other mate just lobbed it off the balcony, fuming. And then we just sort of tormented him more and more after that. I just remember one of us threw like a soft like American football at his head and it hit him. And then he was by a door. And with his back to the door, he just sunk down to the floor and just sat there.
Is this where you tell us you were a bully at school?
Yeah.
I was
throwing footballs.
It's where it started for me.
Yeah.
It then grew into college and university, and that's where I really honed it down.
So you're doing a great job, by the way.
There's a weird trend in our school of like the older lads would at the end of break, everyone would go down this at the end of the field. It was just sort of a narrow way to get out into like head back to the blocks, like the science block, whatever. So there'd be like hundreds of people heading to this one corner, and they'd be up on the bank of the field, just pinging a football into this crowd. And they did it every time. I think there was some decent footballers in my school, so they knew what they were doing. Anyway, one time they just fizzed it. And out of all these people, my best mate who went to Barcelona with, and just my eyes just locked onto him as it came sailing in, hit him on the back of the head. And he did one of those runs where you know you're falling, but you keep going. And you slowly get closer to the floor, and he just stacked it and face planted.
Mate.
That was probably the best moment of my school years.
Of my life.
Yeah.
Did you ever have it in whenever there was a fight in school? And like every kid in the playground would be like, oh, fight,
yeah,
fight.
Yeah.
And you did get two kids scrapping, but it was like awful. It was just
awful
like,
fights, yeah.
And then like 100 people around them screaming at them.
Yeah.
Probably hurting themselves more than the people fighting, actually.
Oh, I know. Did you ever have a fight in school?
I had one fight.
Did you?
Yeah.
Someone threw mayonnaise over me.
Saucy.
Oh, I can't remember. It was with me mate who, we just had a bit of a fight. He'd got me in a detention for something, and it was just over lunch, and then I was pissed off, and he started giving it, and we just ended up having a fight outside outside the mobiles. The mobile classrooms.
Oh, yeah.
On the way out, he was, I can't remember what happened, but we just ended up having a fight.
Is that just a van that your teacher puts you in?
People have mobiles.
Yeah, I had mobiles.
Yeah. Classrooms are like in a caravan or something. Yeah. Like.
No, we didn't have those.
No, maybe not.
We had bricks and mortar.
Yeah. No one ever had that. Yeah,
so we got bricks and mortar, we got a barnyard, we got some guy in a camper van.
It's just made out of sticks.
I had one fight in school. It was in Spain.
And he translated Gordo, by the way.
What?
He was actually in England at the time and flew back.
But the thing is, I didn't know what the guy was saying, so I just kept going like that, just nodding my head. He's probably saying, "Oh, something awful," and I'm shaking my head at him.
Yeah.
So he's coming at me, and I'm a kid. I don't know how to fight, so I just start windmilling.
Not a kid as well. Sorry.
No, he was like a 42-year-old.
He was a kid Spanish as well. Cartel.
You put the cocaine in your ass, yeah. see. So one of my only fights in school was me doing the windmill.
Yeah.
At some Spanish guy.
Windmilling.
Sorry.
Come on, man. Hasta la vista. That's incredible.
Didn't come near me again.
Filthy.
What about you? Any fights?
No. I was, in terms of school, I wasn't cool. Definitely wasn't cool. I wasn't the bottom of the pile. I just sort of faded into the middle because that's how I wanted to get by.
In between.
Yeah. Mm. I really wasn't good. I was funny though, but only to people that knew me. Right. Yeah. So I saved it till the end of year assembly where me and my mate did like this sketch show. We basically just took the piss out of everyone in the year.
And they did want to fight me after that.
Yeah. They just, bolted it. But I just kept my head down.
Yeah.
Because I was, overweight. Bit of a loser. Just knew
fat?
That. Yeah, that's what overweight means.
Oh, of course it does, isn't it?
Cool. Max, you were prom king, mate.
I was.
Was you?
Yeah.
He's still top of his CV.
That's all I've got going for me. I was just the class clown, wasn't it? You know,
nice.
Yeah.
Which I think, for any aspiring class clowns out there, you get noticed more for doing that than being like the best footballer in school. You know, or having the biggest dick.
Because you were the best footballer, and you said, I'm not getting the credit I deserve.
Exactly. I've changed my career.
Yeah.
To putting spaghetti on my head in class. Anyone ask for spaghetti and meatballs? Everyone laughed.
It was paella when he went to Spain.
Got to mix it up. Gordo paella, yeah.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's the only word I'm using because it's the only Spanish word I know. Hola. I think it's just how much of an impact you make, like, at school.
Yes.
Again, like, I think a lot of the popular kids, because of, like, football and stuff like that, because that's what the popular kids do, but there's just as many, you know, nerdy dweebs out there than footballers, so...
So were you not class clown then, if you were kind of just fading in?
I wasn't class clown, Tom. I was funniest in the year, but I was no clown.
I'm just looking.
Oh, Gordo's back at it again, is he? Yeah.
I got noticed more after the talent show, I think.
What was your talent?
I don't understand. I'm stand-up. Oh, stand-up, yeah.
What's with all the fucking pigs at our school?
I just stood up and laughed for about 5 minutes.
He looks like bloody Shaun the Sheep, eh?
What was your routine?
I can't remember.
Just outing one of the teachers a paedophile.
Yeah.
He fucked me last night. He gave me a right good seeing too. We're all laughing. We're all laughing, Dave.
Talk about an oral exam.
Do you ever make a teacher cry?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I never did like myself, but I was part of the class and part of the egging on. That made her.
You egged your teacher.
Was she like a full time teacher?
She made the point of saying, I didn't need to be here. Your head teacher's pulled me in today because you need me. And I was like, oh, right, fuck off then. Do you know what though? She packed up her lunch but didn't bother packing her computer up.
Lunch is more important than computers.
Yeah. Just where priorities are.
Exactly.
Especially ones that only use word processors.
And it all kicked off. I think it was more of a build-up, but it all kicked off because this lad wouldn't give her his jacket.
His jacket?
Yeah, he was wearing a jacket as a hoodie, and you weren't allowed to wear hoodies at my school.
Right.
Yeah. So she's like, take it off, give it to me. He was like, no, I'm not giving it to you. Oh, he's like, no,
prick.
Give it here.
Just defiance pushed
her
over the edge.
And then she started kicking off, and then that just it made everyone
Do you know
laugh.
What?
Did you ever make a teacher cry, Max?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Oh,
I broke his heart.
it's pretty much the same situation. It's when the whole class gets involved. Like, I wasn't a part of it, but I was there. I was complicit in some sense.
Well, we had one who I think she was a a math supply teacher, but she came in to do an English class. And I think she made a comment about English while she was there, like slagging off the English teachers.
Oh.
Anyway, apparently we were too noisy, and she told our real teacher about that, and then our teacher, the English teacher, came in, just bollocked us all. And then that teacher who'd, you know, said this, I think she came in, and then one of the girls in the class went, "Hang on, miss, didn't you say this about the English teachers?" And then she just broke down into
snitch,
it.
Little snitch, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. You should have punted her across the room.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah. How dare you?
That was pretty good. Should we move on to Stephen Lies?
Yes, I'm intrigued.
This is the part of the show where we just lie.
Did you record a little jingle for now?
Just what did I just do, Joe? That was really good.
Stephen,
I like that. Stephen.
2, 1.
Stephen Lies.
Oh, look at you. Like the Cheryl Cole of the group, just trying to get a little riff going off for yourself.
Move over, boys.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
One time.
We were playing football in PE. So like an end of the year, having a big game. The
right.
Teacher got involved. And we had a collision, and I broke his leg in that tackle.
What, the teacher's?
Yeah,
right.
Broke my PE teacher's leg, and he never actually returned to teaching.
Wow.
Jesus.
Lost everything.
Shall I go next?
Yeah, you go next.
When I was in school, I could suck my own cock. No.
But I didn't have to.
Okay, this one's a bit of a long one. Basically, I was in New York in Tiffany's, that jewellery shop, and I went in the lift, and there's a guy who works the lift.
Yeah.
And there was another couple there. So it was me and my girlfriend and this other couple. And he went to me, "Where are you from?" I went, "England." And he went to the other couple, "Where are you from?" They went, "England." And he went, "Oh, you must be neighbours then." And I just sort of laughed. And as I left the lift, I looked at the guy and I was like, "Oh, he went to my primary school. I'm a secondary school." He lived right by me, so we were actually neighbours. He's mad.
Fortunates.
Hello there. When I was in school, I had to do a Spanish exam for my GCSE.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't revise the night before. So I went to the hardest kid in school and said, "Punch me in the face so I can go home and revise." which I did, and I got a C.
So I could never tell with you, Max, honestly.
So this week, yep. Two are true. And one is a lie. Oh. Just got to find the fibber. Find the caddy.
Well, I'm going to say yours is true, Steve, because you went into a lot of detail.
Yeah,
there.
Just want to tell that story.
A very long story.
Yeah.
Where was you? Where was this lift, actually?
In New York in
Tiffany's. Oh, no, you said that, didn't you?
In the middle of a field in Uganda.
And the guy actually played for Wigan Athletic at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just another athlete from my school.
Typical.
What happened to you, then?
I'm an athlete. I have to carry you around.
You're looking dead weight.
We worked on that for ages.
Okay. Tom.
Tom.
I'm going to get it there eventually.
Tim Rooney, we go.
Tim Rooney. So, where was you playing?
Just on the AstroTurf. Just on the AstroTurf. The big kind of...
And what was the reason? Why were the teachers involved? What was the...
Well, if you'd listened to my story...
Sorry. Ear out the other.
It was just... It was end of the year kind of thing. So we just said, you know, what do you want to do? And so obviously we want to play football.
Shirts v skins.
the teachers got involved. He'd injured the leg previous. So I think it was an issue.
Right.
He had broken it in the past, or he'd had some issue with it. And it was a very innocuous tackle, but it was me that did it.
And now Tom has the curse of getting injured frequently.
Do you know what? I make a bet with James every time we go play footy. I went, "What's going to be Tom's injury today?"
I get targeted.
Yeah.
You two are.
But to be fair, he's got money on it.
Question
this boy.
Right. Hello.
Now, Max.
Hi.
What was yours again?
What exam? Oh, Spanish. Right.
Do you need to ask me anything after that?
Did you revise? Did he punch you?
He punched me in the face.
He did.
And then I was told to go home because obviously I've been punched in the face.
Went home, revised, came back the next day, and
did he question it at all when you said punch me in the face?
Well, I told him why. I was like, I need to go home.
And did he say fair enough?
And he went, oh, I've been wanting to do this for fucking ages, mate.
What were the extent of your injuries?
Just like part of my face puffed up, and then the rest still looks followed a few years after.
Did
swollen for a while?
Yeah. Was any action taken against? Did they not ask her who punched you?
They did, like, but I was just like, it's fine.
So you didn't snitch on him.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to ask him to do it and be like, that is that not over there?
He told me to.
No one did. Who would do that?
Didn't even have a Spanish exam.
Did you pass?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I got a C.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it's not great, but it's still a pass.
I really want yours to be.
Considering you've lived in Spain.
Exactly.
I'm going to say Tom's is a lie. Because I really want Max's to be true.
Well done, Dave.
Right.
Yeah.
Get in there. Get in.
Well done, Dave.
Well done. Two for two?
Yeah. Well,
no, no, no.
The first
you
one.
Lost last,
last
time.
Got the last one right.
One for two, mate.
I said Steve, yeah.
One for two?
Right, Max.
Hello there.
Whilst we're on the run of segments, it's everyone, well, no one's favourite. It's IMAX, but with a twist, okay?
Oh,
it's
no.
The school theme.
Oh, so, right, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
You have watched
School of Rock.
Oh!
Very good movie, very good movie.
I've watched a music class once.
Sorry, it's Hi Stephen. Sorry.
It was the Stephen Joyce podcast.
At least your name's on this shit and not mine. Hi, guys. Welcome to IMAX. I thought you were going to do a little jingle. Like.
That was my jingle.
Oh, that was a jingle? Yeah. Okay.
It's a samba beat, mate.
School of Rock, first time I watched it yesterday. Very good movie. Thank you.
It's like you're stalling.
Yeah. Get on with it, mate.
The film stars professional, fat, bearded YouTuber Jack Black. Which was nice to see.
He wasn't a YouTuber at the time, was he?
Yeah, Jablinski Games.
Yeah, but he wasn't a YouTuber.
He's moved on to bigger and greater things.
Is that what he's known for?
Yeah. He is, yeah. I didn't even know. And it's nice to see a film where a fat bearded YouTuber can get a van full of kids without their parents.
And that was IMAX.
Join us.
And that was Max.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
He's being taken away now. He's a good lad.
Probably one of the best roles I've seen him in.
Yeah.
You know, he's got everything he needs.
Has he had a lot of roles?
Fat shaming. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, he's done quite a few films, but, you know, we're talking about this one specifically.
This is fucking riveting.
It's great to have IMAX back again, isn't it? After the fluke last week.
And that's all I've got to say on the film.
You fucking moron.
You had your chance and you crumbled, didn't you? Well done, mate.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
What a mess.
I can't breathe.
Oh,
it was so bad. Oh, God.
What a mess. Right.
It's my favourite segment, this.
Yeah. That's so that was IMAX there.
I was wondering if I should do or say something to try and tank it, but
no, he did it himself.
Completely did it.
Should we move on to Tom Looney?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
This is where Tom has a wacky take on the topic, which is school/education.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd have a look at some of the interesting ridiculous degrees.
Oh, yeah.
You can get.
Which is apt, because...
Right.
You're so loony, man.
I really don't like the name of that segment. But
so, your surname's not great for, you know, coming up with puns.
Yeah. or just great when you shout it across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, right, okay then. So, what have I got? So I've just taken the title of them because sometimes, you know, leave more to the imagination.
Yeah. Give more chance for us to riff.
Yeah, we've got, you can get a degree these days in education.
Well, isn't that...
Yeah. What?
Isn't that everything?
A degree in education.
Oh, like being a teacher?
No.
Just being...
The degree is education. You study education.
But what does that entail?
I've not done much more research than just think.
And that was Tom Lennon.
There's nothing more mad than not doing research.
You can get a degree in citrus.
What, citrus? The fruit, yeah. Citrus. Yeah,
grapefruit,
yeah.
Limes, lemons.
Yeah,
what helps us peel it, eat it? Squeeze it.
Mate, just everything about citrus. Right. I mean, right. It's usually 3 years that you study for a
degree. You did a degree in comedy and writing.
Yeah, clowning is on there.
Oh, fucking clowning.
Well, yeah, clowning's actually quite a big thing, though, isn't it?
Like, no.
Yeah. They've got, like, really fancy colleges and universities in France.
Yeah, well, they've got lime soda.
And then they've got...
you can get a degree in the art of walking. And
oh, that's ridiculous. Like, the thing is with citrus, it's like, maybe you can get a job with that somehow.
Like, some sort of... Very precise nutritionist.
Exactly, yeah, very precise. Walking.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Walking's like when you put one leg in front of the other in a slow way, but...
If you can get a job in citrus, then walking is maybe more... Because everyone walks.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
You can be like a gait expert. You know, yeah. How you move.
Everyone walks. That's a large...
It's like a Gandhi quote, that. That's going to be the title of this podcast.
Everyone walks. Sometime.
Not Stephen Hawking.
Beautiful.
For two reasons. A and one.
He was just constantly pissed.
And that was Dave's hot take. Have we got any more?
Yeah, I've got some more. This is a fun one. Demystifying the hipster.
What?
That's a piss take.
No, it's
that's
a degree.
The only people who would take that are hipsters.
Yeah.
Deep frying hipsters, did you say?
Oh,
that's on there. No.
Demystifying.
Demystifying.
So
like working out.
Yeah, so kind of just... Yeah,
or the
you're imagining a hipster, aren't you? Yeah. Just pumping up.
I'm so confused.
So like the mystery around a hipster. Right. Like someone
which
that,
I didn't think there was
like
much
an edgy character.
Really.
Yeah.
If you're confused, I've got a great course for you.
Yeah, pretty much,
yeah.
Yeah. So why they are the way they are.
Demisting.
Yep.
Is that it?
I've got a couple more. Do you want them?
Just a name. Yeah. That might be funny.
David Beckham studies.
Oh, that's good. Nice. Yeah. That's good.
A degree in tree climbing.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's ridiculous.
How to watch TV. I don't know if I mentioned that one.
What? And,
yeah.
No.
How to watch TV.
I'd be an expert.
Is that like to be a critic? Or...
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
No. I did look at this one. I can't remember what it was about, but it's not that. I think it's the role watching TV plays in our lives and your relationship with it. I mean, it's nonsense.
When I told people what I was studying, I always said it with like a little bit tongue in cheek, comedy. Yeah, I'd sort of undersell it. Well, no, just sell it. But then if you're doing citrus, demystifying the hipster, you're gonna get laughed out of there. That's such a risk for all that money. What is it? 28 grand now?
Yeah.
So some of these are in America as well. America and Canada and stuff.
They cost more.
I don't know. I mean,
I think they do, you know.
Quite possibly, yeah.
That's the Americans for you, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. Well, no, Salford Uni.
Yeah.
Was doing a course on Pokemon Go or something.
Oh, and
if you remember
memes.
That.
Yeah, I've seen that
and
one.
Memes. They were doing a course on memes for our course. Yeah.
Max.
Go on.
You have a former head teacher, don't you?
I've got a few, yeah.
Taught you wise, and you've brought him with you today.
What?
Oh.
You've got your... Well, he's outside.
Yeah, he's
do
outside?
You want to go get him? Yeah, just go grab your head teacher, and we're going to have a little chat to him.
It will be.
Right, right, go on, Max.
Is it still called the bone in this
one? No.
It's a very good one.
Are
we agreed? We're not
going to
ask him.
Right, so
we'll
just carry on with the podcast.
So Max is going to come back in as a character, and we're just not going to speak to him. Okay. So, Dave, what was your best and worst subject in school?
My favourite subject was probably history.
Oh yeah,
it was the only one
Same,
I was actually
mate.
Good at.
Yeah, I loved history.
Yeah.
There was a lot of writing though. That was the only issue.
There was, but and I hated English. I'm dyslexic as fuck, so...
But surely with history, that's a lot of writing.
True. But I used to have one of those scribers that used to write for me.
Oh, yeah.
So in English, you weren't allowed that because you had to learn to write yourself. So you
couldn't
have the scribers. So when... She used to write it for me in history.
Was it someone you knew or just a random teacher?
No, just a random teacher. She would, like, we had a thing called the Pyramid Centre. It sounds how it is, basically.
It was
all the
pyramid.
Special ones go. All the, and then, she comes
from
there.
We had room 30.
Yeah, exactly.
awful to say.
Tom, what was your best and worst subject?
History as well.
Best? Best and worst.
Yeah. Well, I went to a Catholic school, so I had to do religion, and obviously you get into the point where you're like 15, 16, and you've decided a long time ago that for me it was bollocks, you have to. Kind
that's
of,
what he believes.
I worship him night and day.
So your worst subject was
religion. We had to do it as a core module as well. GCSE in it. Big written exam, and I just didn't care.
My best was maths at GCSE.
Nice.
A star.
Oh, really?
Then A level.
Mine was demystifying the hipster.
Yeah. A level got an E. Really fell apart.
Went downhill.
I tried
from
to
there.
Tell my dad he stood for excellent. he saw right through it.
I loved music as well.
Yeah. Were you musical?
one ear.
Were you musical, Dave?
Again.
Were you musical?
Oh, no. It took a while, that.
But I was musical, Dave.
No.
That's what they called me.
I just loved it, because you had the buttons on the pianos. You just press...
Fucking hit them buttons all day.
The one that says dictionary.
Yeah.
Dictionary. Dictionary. Dictionary.
I had that. Funk. Funk.
Oh, yeah, and it played a little tune for you. So you didn't have to make the music.
No, exactly. Yeah.
That's good.
Did you have to do music?
Watch this.
I did music up until year 9.
Because we had to do it for year 9.
Yeah. Mm. I was in the samba band in year 6. I was in the samba band, and then we did a big performance one night and finished it, loved it, get off. Mum's like, you're a bit out of time there. I was like, what? I was on the cowbell. And my dad went, you're out of time. And I was just like, I could never show my face at Rio de Janeiro again.
That was it was the talk of the school.
Nice cowbell, Stephen. Joe, I've tweeted out the to call the number.
Sweet, should we do the phone-in? Should everyone get ready?
Let's go for the phone-in. I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
Let's take calls.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Has the line's gone wild?
Headphones on?
Do I need to pop these in?
Oh, mine have been taken out.
Yeah, yours have broke. I'm getting you some more.
All right, nice one.
Can you see if you can hear him?
Oh, there we go.
Give me one sec. See if you can hear. Say hello.
What?
See if you can hear. Can you hear yourself?
Can you hear?
Yeah. What? What? Obviously something's happened.
Well, that last segment's just going to be us talking. You just talk.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, that's such
with
a dick move.
The context.
Such a dick move. What's even the point? Telling me to do all that shit and then just. Oh, man. I'm not happy about that. I'm going to give some terrible advice now. I thought what the fuck was going on.
Okay, this is the phone in. We are solving all people's problems. Let's take it away.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's Hello. This?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Loud and clear.
Oh, yeah. So, would you like to hear about my problem?
Yes.
No. No, I've had too many today.
I want to know if you've ever experienced a similar thing.
Okay. So, sex with a female.
I'm 19.
Right.
We've never experienced this.
No. You're far too old for this.
I've had sex with... a few women, but...
Yeah, I'm out.
A few women's butts.
But the first time that I always do it, I struggle to get hard on.
Okay.
Oh, you're nervous.
Right.
Right. Do you think it's nerves, or do you think I should go to doctors? Because
well,
Matt, what do you think?
I blamed it on... Yeah.
Go on, what's your name again? Sorry, I forgot.
So, my name's Max.
Oh, is it? Hello, mate. How are you?
Oh, shit.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure. And you've got the same life
We've
as me
so
as well.
We've got so much in common.
Much in common. When I'm you know, doing the dance with the few ladies I have, does it eventually get up, or how long does it take?
Well, it depends, because like when I'm sober, obviously, it doesn't happen as often.
Yeah.
But if I've had something to drink, it's much more difficult.
Mm. Was she a minger?
Oh, Dave.
To be fair, as horrible as that question is, it is, you know.
The thing is, like, she thought it was her, but she was actually pretty peng, to be fair. But
Pretty peng, yeah.
Pretty peng.
Are you in good shape, Max? Do you live well?
No, not at all.
I like to think so, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if you go to the doctors about it, or if it's just nerves.
No, don't go to the doctors, you've come to the right place.
Yeah. Here's a question. You say it happens the first time. Does it happen again after
like,
that?
But once I'm past that like initial first shag, then after that, it's not that
Definitely nerves, mate.
I think, yeah, you might be a little bit insecure of how you're going to perform.
Have you, you know,
that's natural. That's natural. Yeah, don't
just wear a strap on, mate. That's what I'd do.
Do you wear a condom?
Well,
oh yes,
bad boy.
You know, they're not that good.
No, but you know, yeah. You want to be safe.
They have the
no, not Jack.
Yeah, I don't want any little Maxes running around. You know what I mean?
No. God fucking forbid.
A load of floppy cocked Max. Do you know what they always say? When your heart's full, so is your penis. And yeah. And on that note, I'm going to have to go, Max.
See you later.
I need to find someone that fills me out and me knob.
Yeah, this is it.
Just buy Viagra, yeah, you'll
exactly,
be fine.
Exactly. Right.
So that was the phone in. Yep. A great success, as always. And that's the end of the show. We've had a lot of fun. We've had Tom, Max... Dave again.
Yep.
Don't forget my teacher that popped in for a little appearance. A little guest appearance. Where the fuck did he come from and where did he go? Didn't even stop to say hi, did he? Knobhead.
We'll be cutting this bit out. There's going to be no context whatsoever.
Silent.
That was ridiculous. Oh,
brilliant.
Anyway, yeah, we've covered schools. Oh, that's not going to sound good. but thank you for very much to everyone that phoned in. You know, we solved a lot of problems as usual.
Yeah,
great
people.
Next week, are we doing travel holidays?
Yeah.
One of those. So if you've got any problems based on that, you know, try and get on the phone in next week or put it to the Max.
Oh, yeah, or you can email us, put it to the Max. I'll be back next week, I hope.
Anyway, I've had great fun.
Yeah, likewise.
Something better than sitting in a room with, you know, some of your best mates.
And some weird blokes.
Yeah. What was that about?
Save his fucking hair as well. Some creep. He stank the room out and then fucks up.
Whereas I smell lovely. I smell fresh, baby.
Anyway, brilliant. Thank you very much for watching. Stay safe and ciao.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.